present Absolute Power by Mark Taverner, starring John Bird and Stephen Fry.
Sandy, there's no need to fuss.
Oh, I'm not fussing. I'm just trying to help you look smart.
I do not need to be mothered by a youth trainee.
Mr. McCabe, what do you think you were buying when they sold you this tie?
There's nothing the matter with this tie.
No, I bet that's what they said when they sold it to you.
I got through 20 years in the public sector in this tie.
What, sitting on it? My dad would never go to work in a tie like that.
Sandy, I don't mean to be unkind, but your dad is doing 7 years in strange ways.
Yeah, but at least the judge complimented him on his dress sense.
Is cutting like a mother hen part of your national vocational qualification?
Anticipating and serving the needs of management, the MVQ in business administration level 2. Look, you can't go to a meeting looking like this.
I spent 20 years going to meetings looking like this. I used to attend meetings chaired by a wonderful chap. He'd come back from a lengthy lunch, sit down, throw up and say, "Ah, matters are arising." And then he'd carry on as if nothing had happened.
Well, times have changed.
Yes, I know.
You're a businessman now.
Yes, I know.
You know what Mr. Prentice says? Show me the way to the next little dollar. There. You look like £1 million.
I'm quite happy looking like a used fiver. It's about maintaining detachment, Sandy. A certain independence. Poor Charles, Mr. Prentice. He's followed this businessman lark hook, line and sinker.
It's not a criticism I'm disposed to accept, I have to say.
Charles, the next time you accept a criticism, it'll make front pages.
Oh, the front pages of which newspaper?
What the hell does it matter which paper?
Ah, I'm glad you take that attitude.
Charles, where are we going?
Canary Wharf, next stop, Canary Wharf.
Oh, we're meeting with the editor of the Times.
Oh, you have to assume that. Do learn to temper your snobbery with a little honest greed. Not that I'm against snobbery per se, you must understand.
Well now, gentlemen. I am a plain man.
Yes, you really are, aren't you?
I like bums on seats.
I rather like them on bicycles. There's something so, I don't know, so aesthetically arresting, isn't it? Sorry, do go on.
We are more than just a market leader. We are part of the fabric of the nation.
Warp or woof.
We are a class operation.
Worthless filth.
Forgive my colleague, he's brainstorming.
We are the most important newspaper in Britain. And we are losing readers. This paper is losing readers. Gentlemen, I want you to save the Sun.
No, Charles, 1,000 times no.
Martin, we cannot afford to say no.
There are limits even for Prentice McCabe.
No, there aren't.
But Charles! Charles, the Sun! It's a vulgar, disgusting, semi-literate rag.
Oh, well, yes.
It sums up everything that was wrong with the 1980s.
Oh, yes.
Bananarama, Danny Baker, tits.
To some extent.
Ego, greed, stand-up comedy.
Martin, the question is simply this. Do we or do we not want loads of money?
Well, isn't there some civilized way of getting it? Some way that doesn't involve dealing with brainless primates?
A client with money to spend is never a brainless primate.
Essex Man.
It is the precise point of our brief that Essex Man is no more. That is exactly what they're worried about, Martin. Our task is to reposition, reinvent, make the hairy-chested tabloid of yesteryear more caring, softer, more environmentally aware.
The Green Sun, your organic organ.
Can't be done, Charles.
It can and will be done. We shall begin with a research project, a massive research project. What do today's readers want from their newspaper? We shall ask a huge representative sample of the British public. Sandy, come in here for a moment, will you?
Okay.
Now, Sandy, you are a huge representative sample of the British public.
Is this part of my NVQ?
She's got you there, Charles.
No, certainly it is part of your NVQ, supplying information to management when required.
I don't think that's a unit of competence.
Neither is Charles.
You see, I've got to do 9 units of competence. Typing, telephone skills.
Yes, yes, yes.
Filing, photocopying.
Yes, yes, my word, we were lucky the day we chose you, weren't we?
And when I've got all 9 units of competence, then I get my NVQ.
Level 2.
Level 2. You see, I think supplying information is NVQ level 3.
Sandy, dearest, go away.
But I thought I was being the great British public.
No, if it's not part of your national vocational qualification, I wouldn't dream of asking.
So you don't want me to supply information?
No, not today.
Can I supply some information?
No, thank you. That will be all.
Only, I think you need to know this. The health and safety inspector's coming. I reckon you should do something about that fire escape.
Well, go and keep it company for a bit. Take it a cup of tea, making soothing noises.
There, fire escape.
Only health and safety is unit 1 of the national... Please yourselves. I'll go and make some tea.
Sandy, do you read a newspaper?
No.
Well, that was a very solid basis for a report to our client.
Caring. Compassionate. Green? The sun?
It is part of the Prentice McCabe plan to revolutionise the reader profile.
Are you taking the excretory fluids? My readers don't care about the environment. They're too busy throwing up all over it. You know what healthy eating is to a sun reader? Stuffing a woman so full of toxic beef that she goes 6 boobs and 4 buttocks. That's a sun reader's healthy eating. And look at this. Caring and compassionate. The sun. This is the paper that says hanging's too good for them, whoever they are. Never heard such 24 carat excrement in all my born days.
Would I be right in assuming you don't like these proposals?
You think my readers want this garbage?
The point, my dear, gentle, loving soul, is that your readers are slowly evaporating like the smell left by a flatulent puppy.
My readers wouldn't evaporate. It's got 4 syllables.
It's not the... It's not the 1980s anymore.
The 80s? The Tories? Ah, yes, I remember them well. But those days are gone, my dear. No more does Maggie dispense crude simplicities from behind her sequined blinkers. No more does Burchill hold court at the Groucho. No more the gold medallion and the vulgar chest. No more shall we wear white socks. Ah, no more, no more. You want some more?
Is your mate always like this?
Quite a lot of the time, yes.
Mind you, you're not wrong. It was so easy then. We know where we were with Maggie. And the Labour Party was led by a white-haired socialist intellectual tramp. It's like hitting the arse of a rhinoceros with a double bass. We knew who our readers were, what they wanted.
It's time to forget Essex Man. Your newspaper needs Worcestershire Woman.
Worcestershire Woman. Now that is the first sensible thing you've said this morning.
Worcestershire Woman in the Nude, pages 3, 4, 5, 7, 9, 13. Wahey, Worcestershire. How often do they do it in Ludlow? Are they getting it in Pershaw? Was this what you had in mind?
It was nothing remotely what I had in mind. We were trying to reposition the paper. This is leaving it where it was.
Which is rather what I wanted to do in the first place. Well, I suppose if it worked.
But it didn't work. Listen to this. From managing editor. Worcestershire Woman Wee's a disaster. Have been reported to Press Complaints Commission, Equal Opportunities Commission, and the Wildlife Commission. Readers continue to desert. Mind you, we did sell well in parts of Worcestershire, and especially one street in Evesham.
You know, Charles, there's quite a lot I don't like about this business lark.
Having to work for a living.
Well, there's that. And the relentless obsession with profit. But the worst thing about it is the clients. I mean, do you suppose it's like this for all businesses? Do you reckon if you're an advertising agency, you sit there saying, look, we wanted to do a decent campaign. It was the client made us use that ghastly talking baby that everybody wants to kill.
I imagine it is like that, yes.
We never suggested pictures of women doing... Good Lord.
Oh, well, we'll just have to suggest something else, won't we? Yes, Sandy?
There's a message for you, Mr. Prentice. It's ultra, ultra secret, quadrupled.
Martin, I'm going out. I may be some time.
John.
Yes?
Over here.
Archie, there's no need to whisper. There's nobody here.
Are you sure?
This is Frank Dobson's campaign headquarters. Guarantee there's nobody here.
Charles, Downing Street has a job for you. A job of some delicacy.
Pampers?
They are liberally filled.
Hmm. How delightful.
Charles, it's time to say yes to Europe.
Is it?
The government wishes to lead us into the single European currency.
Yes, I see.
We need the media on side if we're to win a referendum.
But Archie, Downing Street doesn't need Prentice McCabe for that. You've got an army of spin doctors and press secretaries.
Look what they've done for Frank Dobson.
Yes. I see your point.
Get the tabloids on side, Charles. Downing Street will be very great.
But how the dickens are we to do that? You know what our tabloids are like. Up yours, Delors, and hop off, you frogs. And then on the inside pages, collect these tokens and win a fortnight in Paris. Logic has always baffled me, till I suppose Paris would be all right if the frogs had hopped off by the time we got there.
I don't care how you do it, Charles. Don't fail me. My head's on the block.
Let me get this straight. You want me to persuade the tabloids, by which I take it you mean the Sun, to say yes to Europe?
Exactly. And if you do, there'll be more Pampers where these came from.
And if I don't, you're the one who'll be needing them.
Prentice McCabe, Government Media Relations, how can I help you? One moment, please. Do I have to keep saying that? Couldn't I just say P. McC?
Oh, I don't know. That's good enough for your NVQs, Andy.
Anyway, it's Sir Harold Dixon.
Oh, hell.
He says, have you done the work you promised him?
Say I'll ring him back.
Hello? Mr. McCabe will ring you back. One moment, please. He says that's not good enough.
In that case, I won't ring him back.
Hello? I've spoken to Mr. McCabe, and I'm happy to tell you that he won't return your call. We appreciate your custom. Thank you.
Level 202. Well done, Sandy.
Any chance of some tea?
Okay.
Charles, squaring the tabloids, that's not our job.
The retainer we receive from our secret friends in the government pays our bills.
And we all know which tabloid they got in mind, don't we? I mean, you've tried telling them care, compassion and the environment and failed.
For the time being, yes.
And now you're going to try telling them Germans, the soar-away Hun.
And Belgians.
And the French. Try to imagine selling the French to Sun readers.
In any case, do the tabloids really matter that much? Do you actually believe all this stuff? You know, it's the Sun what won it. I mean, did they really? What kind of dunderheaded, thick-skulled, amoeba-brained arse needs a tabloid newspaper to tell him what to think?
The Health and Safety Inspector, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, God. Who have I the honour of addressing?
That's whom. Whom?
Mr.
No, don't help him, Martin. Just let's watch him suffer, shall we?
You'll be suffering if you don't get that fire escape fixed. You could toast to it crisp in here.
Yes, well, it won't be all.
Of course it won't be all. I'm here for a full inspection.
We're really very busy at the moment.
But you can never be too busy for health and safety. Did you know that health and safety is now unit one of every national vocational qualification?
Yes, well, strangely enough, I am Lucasian Professor of National Vocational Qualification at the University of Cambridge.
Oh, well then you'll know all about the control of substances hazardous to health regulations.
My nightly bedtime reading. Don't forget P.G. Woodhouse. To hell with Trollope. Let me curl up with the control of substances hazardous to health.
1985. One of the great years for health and safety regulations.
One of the great. The great year. Yes. Oh, indeed. Martin, take this person away. Now.
I've really got an awful lot to do on the Dixon account.
All matters pertaining to office admin are your responsibility. We did agree. Anyway, I'm going out to see our friend at the Sun.
Oh, very well.
Have fun. So, what precise business are you running here?
We're Prentice McCabe, Government Media Relations.
And what's that?
Look, if you're going to start asking trick questions, we can't get anywhere.
You see, it's just not so clear-cut anymore, Charles.
Yeah, well, you see, this is exactly what our research, our extensive research, revealed. We asked a broad representative sample of readers a series of revealing questions, and the overall impression we received was that times have changed.
What sort of question did you ask?
Would you like to have a drink?
Yes.
They were the kind of revealing questions designed to be revealing.
Come on, what did they reveal?
Well, they revealed that this first decade of this new millennium is not the 80s, and definitely not the 90s.
And that's exactly the point.
Is it? Good Lord.
Let me give you an example. 20 years ago, you saw a bloke up a ladder with jeans round his knees, and you thought, there's a bloke up a ladder. I bet he's a sun reader.
Whistling at whatever took his fancy.
Exactly. Well, of course, he still whistles at the totty. Nowadays, he's just as likely to shout, here, darling, do you fancy a piquant risotto of truffles in squid ink? Because I know just how to cook it.
Up a ladder.
But you see my point, Charles. Is he a sun reader, or isn't he?
Well, let me ask you a question. Quid pro quo, Dr. Lecter, as it were. I don't know what made me think of a Chianti swilling cannibal, but do have some more. You were very supportive of New Labour at the last election, weren't you?
Like to think we played our part?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Do you see any reason why that might change before the next election?
This newspaper backs winners, mate. We will be on the winning side.
So we can forget the Conservatives, then? You were a Tory paper once, of course.
Like I said, we back winners.
Now, if these winners were gently to broach the subject of the euro...
No, Charles. Hold on. Stop the Tories, that's fine. If Downing Street starts blathering about union with the French, that's different.
I was afraid it might be.
Any politician who talks about sucking up to the French gets the ferret up the bum.
Now, there's something I don't know how to cook.
That's to say nothing of the Germans. We've already asked our readers this. We ran a phone poll. Do you or do you not want your mortgage decided by some unelected lager swiller in Frankfurt? Yeah, be surprised by the results.
No, I really doubt it.
90% said no. And I haven't even mentioned the Belgians.
No, but somehow I feel you're going to.
It's a European regulation.
The Working Times Directive. Actually, Mr. McCabe, I was going to have a word with you about that.
Yes, thank you for your support, Sandy.
There is a limit to how long I'm supposed to spend on this word processor without proper breaks.
It's a European directive. Is the temperature of this fridge checked the requisite number of times per day?
It's the office fridge. We only use it for keeping milk in.
There's a yoghurt in here. Truffle and squid ink flavoured?
That's mine.
Well, the temperature of this fridge does not conform to the food hygiene regulation.
There isn't anything you fancy. Is there something suitably poisonous?
What's this?
Oh, well, now, I think that's a kettle. It might be a giraffe, or possibly the hunting horn of a truffle-eating tribe of invading aliens. No, it's a kettle.
I am putting a prohibition order on this kettle under the requirements of the electrical regulations. I'm not very happy about this, Mr. McCabe.
You know, it's odd you should say that. I'm so happy, I was just thinking of hitting myself on the head with the kettle, shutting myself in the fridge and bouncing down the fire escape into the path of oncoming traffic. I wouldn't want to contravene any regulations, of course.
Mr. McCabe does his best.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Sandy. That's the kind of remark that makes me want to deliver a speech thanking my director, my co-star, and my Aunt Myrtle.
Mr. McCabe, I'm not an unreasonable man. I will give you 7 days to rectify the health and safety deficiencies of this building. Otherwise, I shall use the powers invested in me to close down the premises. Good morning.
Do use the fire escape. It'll be much quicker, much quicker.
Martin.
Charles.
A drink. A very large drink.
I'm not sure that you can. I think the sherry's been condemned.
Oh, I had a terrible day.
You've had a terrible day. I was about to tie string around my neck and jump down the lift shaft. Then I remembered the European string regulations.
Oh, I'm wheezed out. I'm a wheeze-free zone. We are contracted to put forward proposals to boost the circulation of an ailing tabloid.
Yes.
We are simultaneously contracted to persuade this tabloid to say yes to Europe. I've just listened to the most unmitigated, unstoppable, xenophobic rant. I'm assured it represents the views of the readers. And Prentice McCabe is meant to make them believe in Europe. They'd be likely to believe a sworn statement by Geoffrey Archer.
Bugger Europe.
That's exactly what they'll say.
Stuff their stupid regulations.
That's precisely what they are saying.
Charles, it's precisely what I'm saying. This building is being condemned.
Oh, Martin, that's the least of our worries.
It isn't the least of our worries.
We won't need a place to work when we have no work to do, will we?
This email's just come.
Ah, from Archie. What the hell is Prentice McCabe playing at? Have you seen the front of Tomorrow's Sun? It reads, Europe, the secret plan of the Prime Sinister. You know where you can stuff the single currency. And if you don't see diagram on page 4. 24 hours to rectify situation or you're fired. Do you know what Jimmy Connors said the day he lost six love to Ivan Lendl?
Charles, the last year has been trying enough without you going into one of your Jimmy Connors moods.
He said, I guess that was a bad day at the office.
So what do they do, give him the Nobel Prize?
Martin, I guess today has been a bad day at the office.
The ex-office, the condemned office.
Do you know what the gymster said when he was down 6-1, 6-1, 4-1 to Mikhail Pernfors?
Was it, and just to top things off, there's a prohibition notice on my kettle.
He said, I am so great. And that, Martin, is the point.
It's the point. Ah, yes, that's what it is.
Yeah, the round of the last 16, Wimbledon 1987, behind by 2 sets and 4 games to 1, and he said, I am so great. Then what happened?
They found him a place in the secure unit.
He won. That's what happened. He won. Martin, I am so great.
Boy, turn it down. You're upsetting my regulars.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Heaven forbid that I should come between sun readers and their crochet evening. Martin, are we going to give up?
Well, it would give us more spare time.
Are we going pathetically to admit defeat?
Shall we take a vote on it, Charles?
Martin, this is Prentice McCabe.
This is O'Donoghue's Irish Theme Pub. Charles, you're attracting attention.
Have we ever, ever admitted that we are wheezed out? Have we ever shrugged, bowed our heads and said, we at P. McSee are a wheeze-free zone? Is that how we behave? Or do we fight and fight and fight again?
Look, mate, you see that lot over there?
Yeah, charming fellows by the look of them, yes.
Well, those charming fellows are the Lewisham and Catford Guardian readers. You don't want to make them angry. You wouldn't like them when they're angry.
You think we're afraid of a few yobbos?
Yes, yes, we are. Yes, but don't let me stop you. I'll be outside in a taxi giving you my full moral support. It's all right, Charles. You can make as much noise as you like in here. That's what I like about this club. The members are either deaf, drunk, or dead. I've been a member for years.
Mr. McCabe, good evening, sir. Usual, sir?
The usual. Isn't it nice to hear the word, the usual?
And your colleague?
No, my colleague is rather unusual, but he'd like a glass of port. It's that time, isn't it?
9 o'clock every night, sir. The members and the guests get a glass of port. It's tradition.
Oh, very nice. Ah, how terribly nice. It's tradition. I'm lovely to hear those words. You know, if I said to that chap, have you got an interactive digital module, he'd say, no, sir, but I have a glass of port. It's tradition.
Cigars, Charles, cigarettes, Turkish or American? I'm afraid I can't do a squid ink risotto, but the roast beef sandwiches are good. Or thick proper chips and gravy. Anything else you'd like?
That's it.
Sandwich or the chips?
I want sex.
What?
I want sex.
In the smoking room of my club.
That's it, Martin. We've been getting it all wrong. We've been looking for what's changed when we should have been looking for what stayed the same. That's how we do it. That's how we serve two masters at once.
Charles, this sounds so disgusting, even the sun might draw the line.
Martin, I must get to Canary Wharf.
What, now?
Two ports, gentlemen.
No. You stay here and enjoy your port. Ports. Tradition. Tradition.
You want me to change the front page? What, now?
Unless, of course, you'd rather some other paper got there first. How does your proprietor usually react when you lose out to the competition?
Yes, well, point taken. I must admit, I think you're onto something. I do like this scheme.
Of course you do.
It's got vision. It's got breadth. It's got filth. And you reckon it'll have government backing?
I'm absolutely certain it will. Oh, there is one other thing. I want you to employ a guest columnist for a few weeks, a dear friend of mine, with a great deal to contribute to the national debate.
I don't just go hiring columnists on somebody's say-so.
He's an essential part of the package. If, of course, you want the package. On tomorrow's front page?
Are you Europe's sexiest couple? Win the bonking holiday of a lifetime. Simply tell us why you are the sexiest couple in Europe and you should win the chance to bonk in 14 European capitals.
You could be the lucky ones to say yes, yes, yes to Europe.
The judges will be Denise Van Outen, the editor of The Sun, and Miss Anne Widdicombe.
In interests of balance, Martin. And the final will be televised. Contestants will be introduced by Ulrika Johnson and there will be live commentary by Terry Wogan.
The paper's circulation has gone up.
The paper's circulation has gone up, if I may say so, like a skyrocket.
And your ultra-secret colleague in Downing Street is pleased.
There are cash prizes for the finalist to be presented in euros. The British people may be induced to use the words love and euro in the same sentence. What was it the email said? Congratulations as usual. Please eat this email.
What gave you the idea?
You, dear friend, you. When you said tradition, we'd been thinking about how Sun readers had changed. What we should have been doing was thinking about how they had not changed. Make Europe sexy. Literally, sexy.
Well, I'm glad to have supplied the answer.
You have that talent peculiar to the mediocre of stating the obvious in a way that brings out the genius in a genius.
Yes. Well, thank you, Charles.
I've written our office risk assessment.
Well done, Sandy.
Only I'm not sure what we're going to do about our lift shaft and the fire escape.
Oh, I'm sure we'll get around to them in due course.
But that Wilkes bloke is coming back.
No. Not in the immediate future.
Well, you seem very confident, Charles.
He's become a Sun columnist.
He's done what?
Where's the paper?
Here.
Yes, here we are. Safe Rogering by Larry Rogers.
The Euro Bonking Contest Health and Safety Officer. Charles, you arranged this?
He jumped at the chance, so to speak. We take health and safety very seriously at Prentice McCabe.
You've been listening to Absolute Power by Mark Tavener, starring John Bird and Stephen Fry, with Siobhan Hayes, Tony Gardner, Roger Blake and Neil McCall. The music was by Matthew Scott. The producer was Paul Schlesinger.